This show was first broadcast on Free FM 89.0, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access radio station. For more information on our station and our wide range of programs, visit freefm.org.nz. Podcasting. It's easier than you think, and Free FM has everything you need, from help with initial planning right through to hosting and delivery across popular podcast platforms. Our content creators are just ordinary people delivering engaging weekly podcasts and radio shows on all sorts of issues that affect them, their communities, and our society. We're really keen to support new content by, for, and about a wide range of community groups and issues. Interested? Go to freefm.org.nz or see our Facebook page to find out more.
Welcome to Connect with Community Waikato on Free FM 89.0. I am your host today, Holly Snape, and I have almost a co-host, but actually someone I'm going to be asking questions of today, and that is Anne Douglas from Community Waikato. How are you, Anne?
I'm well, thanks, Holly. How are you?
I'm very well, and we're having a conversation today about the conference. So this is the big biennial event, the event we put on every 2 years, really around the community, connecting the community. When we talk about the community, we're talking the community sector, and it might be religious groups, marae, little knitting clubs, yep, or
education, voluntary groups,
health
anybody.
Groups, yeah. Yep. So lots of, you know, all of these sort of groups, anyone who I suppose engages in and delivers a service aimed at the community. That isn't arts or sport.
No, not arts and sport. And as long as it's within the Waikato region, all is welcome. But we have got some external people coming as well.
We do. I think that's fantastic.
People coming from the Bay of Plenty and other areas. So that's lovely.
Yeah, down Taranaki, I believe. Yes.
Yeah, that'll be great.
So we're going to talk a little bit about what you could expect there. And there is still time to sign up at the moment. And so you might feel, hopefully you feel inspired by the end of the show to go. Actually, I'd love to go along to that. Conference is on Wednesday and Thursday next week. That's the 13th and the 14th.
That's correct.
All right. Let's start, though, with what you've been doing for the last, 8 months organising this thing, and how are you feeling now?
Yeah, so this is our third biennial conference. Our first one was Rising to the Challenge, and the second one was Thriving in the 21st Century. And so this one is Strengthening Through Stories. So for the last 8 months, we have been organising the conference. It's been held out at the Distinction Hotel again at 100 Garnet Ave, which is a great facility for us because we can both run it there and stay there.
So
it makes it a really nice venue for us.
It is really handy. I go to a number of conferences here and there, and I can't think of another one where it's actually been held in the same place as you stay, and man, it makes it easier.
It does. It makes it so much easier, and we've got a good turnout this time. We've got at this stage about 230 registrations as of today. Give or take a few, I'm sure, will come in and a few will go out, but that's the way it's looking. A big part of our past conferences have been what we called a Dragon's Den, where people had to compete for some money. We decided we'd done that, and we moved on to a new concept where we have got some groups applied. They put in an expression of interest to create their own brand story, or their story, why they exist and why they do what they do.
Look, that sounds a lot more aligned with the conference theme, strengthening through stories. So an opportunity to create a story,
So it's going to be very low tech. They have to bring along their video cameras and their phones and whatever it is, and we're going to shut them in a little room, which is in the nicest possible way. We're going to shut them away for a couple of days, and they are going to create their story with a branding group called Curator from Auckland. So they have five of their staff coming down to work with the 17 participants, and they will give us an update at the end of day one to see how they're going, and at the end of day two, hopefully there's something we're going to be able to have a look at and see just how straightforward it can be to capture your story through. It doesn't have to be high tech. You don't have to necessarily spend thousands and thousands of dollars
like we just did.
Yeah, like we just did, but very different situation for us probably.
I think what's really important about that too is, or what will be happening through this process is these people are walked through how to go through that process of creating the story, what sort of tools they can use to do that, what sort of things they need to think about, what do you let go, you know, how do you form your messaging. So, you know, they're very, very lucky. They've got a huge opportunity here. And they will, the purpose of this is for them to develop some really good storytelling skills and tools for them to apply later on.
Absolutely. So we're really looking forward to it because we ourselves have just worked with Curative to create a brand video for ourselves. And that will be shown at the first day of conference. That's pretty exciting.
Let's roll back for a second. Tell me what drove this conference theme, because it's quite different from the other two themes, you know, that resilience and that sort of rising to the challenge, you know, those sort of messages, quite different from strengthening through stories. So how did you come about that topic?
I think the working party, when we were discussing what we wanted the theme to be this time, it was around actually coming back to those grassroots organisations who do the work, who do the mahi day in and day out, and they know what it is they've done that has been successful and what it is they've done that hasn't been so successful, because sometimes our moving forward comes from a place of we have to make mistakes. And so some organisations may be choosing some of the challenges they've had along the way, but the story will be the journey they went through, and that will be shared with those participating. And we feel there will be some really, really nice synergies there for some groups that are going through some very similar experiences or challenges or successes, it could be. But it was about us allowing our organisations in the Waikato to actually drive this conference more than us prescribing what we thought it should look like.
Yeah.
Would you agree with that, Holly?
Yeah, I think that sounds really fair. And it's interesting, since we identified that topic, I've been blown away with how much storytelling has come up in this space.
Yes.
People are seeing the value of it. Funders are wanting to hear more about it and actually see the stories. It fits really well with the impact model that we're seeing being really driven in the community sector.
Yes. And I think as social media becomes more and more of a platform that people will share their stories, I think people need to be able to articulate it. I think even with funding, I think there are some funders such as the Len Reynolds Trust who are moving forward to accepting applications for funding in a video format.
They've been really innovative that way. And in fact, I was at a conference last year, the Philanthropy Summit, and they were talking about, I was in a session on how could we do applications, and essentially they were just talking about having one application, and the young woman who was trying desperately to say, this is a barrier for people like me, I can't do forms, and they were like, but it's one form, and so I stood up and said, actually, this is what the Len Reynolds Trust have done, providing an opportunity to tell your story and what it is you'd like to achieve in a 5-minute little video clip was an amazing way to engage the funder, to demonstrate exactly who they are, I think you get more of a sense of the people
involved.
Absolutely,
their people, their personalities, and that real passion, that real vision, which you can't always capture on a piece of paper. However, saying that, what you were saying about the Philanthropy New Zealand Conference, there was some huge discussions around the number of forms that people are filling out. So from that, people like the Hamilton City Council have taken that information on, and they are trialling groups actually being allowed to upload a form that they have submitted to another funder for operational funding, and they're going to trial and see how that goes. And I think that's a real reflection of funders listening. People are trying to listen. They are trying to alleviate some of the barriers that are there, that duplication of how many times do I fill this top part of the information out.
And that in itself, I think, is a perfect example of how powerful stories are.
That's right.
Some people told their stories about the difficulties they're having, and funders are listening and thinking, how can we do this differently?
Absolutely.
It's quite different from, I don't know, the just getting a bit of paper saying, I've got a complaint.
That's right. It absolutely is a much better reflection and understanding, you know, groups don't have the resources often to complete, you know, application after application. So if a funder can hear that they need something that makes it easier, and if they're going to accept them in another form, that is just fantastic. It just means that groups can spend their time doing the mahi rather than filling out forms.
So let's think about some of the kinds of stories we're like. Well, actually, no. We'll come to that. There are kind of various streams running through this, aren't there? So there's streams around tools that people can use. Can we talk a little bit about the nuts and bolts of what people can expect?
Yeah. So we've got the groups that are going to come in and share their story, their personal story to their organisation, what may have happened for them, what they went through. Then there's going to be the streams where you've got actually people talking about how you can tell your story, what format it can be in. You know, there's a stream called changing your strategic plan to a strategic story. Some of this language stuff that we get all very caught up in, I'm just trying to look at things differently. There are some stories there around just the way some of our organisations are working, and when they're often, some of these could be multi-agencies that they need to engage with to get their work done. And so I think listening to the story about how they deal with that and where their pinch points are. Mm. So I think some of that will be really, really good. We've got some stories coming back from last time. In our 2017 conference, we had Chris and Erin Elaine. They had a bus fitted out for them, and they went right throughout the whole of New Zealand, or they were about to go about off around New Zealand and capture stories around what some of our grassroots regions were doing to deal with violence in New Zealand against our children. So they spent a year with their four boys travelling around New Zealand, and now they are coming back to share that story. Yeah. So it's really, really exciting. They have gained a lot of momentum from travelling the bus around the country, and you will all know that there have been some things in the last few months around people joining hands to support the cause.
We're going to take a really quick break, and when we come back, that was actually one of the keynote speakers as well for this time.
Yes.
And then what we might do is just touch on the other three, because there's some really interesting speakers coming along. So we're going to take a little break, though. We're going to listen to, this is an old 80s song, an old 80s classic.
Oh, look, right down my aisle.
Oh, I know, right? Don't Worry, Be Happy. And this is for you, Anne, because I know you've had a lot of stress leading up to this. So this one goes out to Anne Douglas, Community Waikato.
Here's a little song I wrote. You might want to sing it note for note. Don't worry, be happy. In every life we have some trouble, but when you worry you make it double. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy now. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy. Ain't got no place to lay your head. Somebody came and took your bed. Don't worry, be happy. The landlord say your rent is late. He may have to litigate. Don't worry, be happy.
Look at me, I'm happy. Don't worry, be happy. Hey, I give you my phone number. When you worry, call me. I make you happy.
Don't worry, be happy. Ain't got no cash, ain't got no style, ain't got no gal to make you smile. But don't worry, be happy. Cause when you worry, your face will frown, and that will bring everybody down. So don't worry, be happy.
Don't worry, be happy now. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy. Now there is this song I wrote. I hope you learned it note for note like good little children. Don't worry, be happy. Listen to what I say. In your life, expect some trouble, but when you worry, you make it double. Don't worry, be happy. Be happy now. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy. Don't worry, be happy.
Classic song, Don't Worry, Be Happy. How are you feeling about that?
I'm feeling much better, thanks, Holly. It was all I needed.
Excellent. Excellent. It has been really full on. I mean, you've been doing this for a long time. It's really the last month has been a bit crazy for you.
Yeah, and I think because we're using an app this time, there's some other layers that we've got going. Because we've got the Watch Your Story information going, we've got the app running. There's some different dynamics this time.
Look, that's absolutely. So tell me about the other keynote speakers. Who's the first
one? Okay, so the first one up is Arnie McIdy, and she is coming up from Otaki. Well, she actually lives in Manai, but she's going to come, and she is our first keynote speaker, and she is really the basis of her keynote address will be around colonisation and where the community sector sits within that and how we all embrace or actually honour the principles of the Te Tiriti. I think it could be quite challenging for some people, but we're actually quite happy for there to be a little bit of
discomfort,
stimulation in that area. I think it's good. I think it'll be a really, really great way to start the day.
Yeah.
To set the scene.
She's an extremely competent speaker.
Yes.
I'm really excited that we've got her. It is a hard conversation for some people. It's an important story, and it's a very New Zealand story.
It is.
Yeah.
It is. And I think, you know, people need to sit with the discomfort and be okay.
Yeah.
Be okay with that discomfort, because the only way we're going to move forward as a country is to actually come through some of these harder conversations, I think.
I agree, and I think this is the beauty of stories is it's somebody else's story. You can tell the story of colonialisation from your own perspective.
Yep.
It is the story of Māori in New Zealand.
Right.
It has implications today. And the beauty about stories is that they actually aren't about, you know, it's not about blaming people. It's about it's about framing up, you know, a history for some people.
Yeah, and it's about knowledge. I think people need the knowledge before they can make a judgment or they can have an opinion. I think many New Zealanders have an opinion, but I don't think sometimes it is from an informed place. So it would be great if our education system looks at making it a compulsory part of our history learning.
Yeah.
Because I think if we have the full story, we have a more balanced opinion.
That's right. I prefer the language core part of our curriculum rather than compulsory.
Yeah.
Just like English and mathematics is core.
Absolutely.
They don't call it compulsory, do they?
Yeah, that's right.
So that's
the first part of the day, and then we're going to have Chris and Erin are later on that day one talking about the Stop the Bus initiative. Then on day two, we've got Henare O'Keefe coming up from Ruatoria. Now, Henare was a gentleman that saw an issue in his hometown of poverty and low housing stocks, poor housing, and just basically some really, really challenging a challenging environment for their population, and he just got on and did it. And so we're really excited to hear what Henare has to say. I did not know that Henare O'Keefe's son is a very famous opera singer who has been nurtured by Dame Kitty Takanawa, so that was a little bit of knowledge he'll be sharing with us as well. So that's exciting.
That is.
And then just before lunch, we've got a young man from Creative Waikato, Michael Moore, and he is going to come and talk to us about telling stories and how we retell stories. And He'll be doing it with a Kaupapa Māori framework put over that. But I think it's going to be really, really exciting.
He's an interesting character. So we went as a group, Community Waikato, to go and chat to Creative Waikato, our sister organisation. And we did a round robin of introductions. And wasn't Michael's introduction interesting?
So we all do our little formal pepeha, and Michael gets up and he does his as a rap. And it was just so current and invigorating
and fun.
I think it's going to be really exciting.
He's got a lot to bring to the table, very much looking forward to that. And so there's actually quite a range of speakers in terms of where they're at in their careers, what sort of things they're engaged with. Their stories are completely different, as every story is, I suppose, but really looking forward to some really high caliber speakers coming along. Traditionally it's been interesting, we've tapped into some pretty famous names for this. Look, and I think that was really good in the early days as a way to sort of generate some interest too when people didn't know about the conference. We've now got more of a reputation, which is great.
That's right.
But I also think being able to celebrate the messages of people in our community is I think a very powerful thing to be able to do too.
And I think we're lucky again with our conference is that our key funders, Well Energy, Trust Waikato and the DV Bryant Trust, have been key over the last two conferences, ensuring that organisations who may not have the monetary resources to send somebody along, they have given us some funding to support. We've got 32 people coming, and those people have all been supported by the funding from Trust Waikato, Well and DV Bryant Trust, and we really appreciate that help. On top of that, we've had the Hamilton City Council give us some money to run the conference, and it's that sort of support that makes these sort of conferences accessible. We've been able to keep the price reasonably fair, I think, and made the opportunity is available to as many people as we can. So we really appreciate the help from those four funders and just wanted to acknowledge that.
Yeah, I think that is really important. We also have those funders present usually during the conference as well. So it's a great way for them to see what people are getting out of it. Yeah. Like, I think as funders, they don't get to connect so often to exactly what it is they've put money into.
Yes.
So this is a great way for them to do that, eh?
I think so.
So that is fantastic. That is the conference, and we're running out of time. We've got about 6 minutes or so left. So I do want to touch base quickly to the day before.
Right. So we have been involved with the Rural Transport Initiative throughout the Waikato region for a long time. It has really gathered some traction in the last few years, and Sarah Gibb, one of our advisors, has driven the initiative forward really, really well. So what are we having now is we're having a transport symposium on the afternoon of the 12th of November at the Distinction Hotel. The registration desk will open at 12 o'clock and the symposium will start at 12:30 and run till 5 o'clock. There are some really good speakers coming in, and we've got Julianne Genta coming up from Wellington as the Minister for Transport. So she will also be there to hear participants' issues, but also give her take on where they are as a government. Rural transport is a really, really big thing, especially in the Waikato. We have a huge region and we have a lot of people that are marginalised because of where they live. And the Transport Forum is looking at how those things can be some of the solutions that could come up.
Absolutely. The centralising of services in particular has had a massive impact on people living rurally and specifically those in quite isolated communities. And we have a number of them around the region.
That's right.
So, people accessing appointments, but even the community sort of side, even people being able to engage together in communities.
And I think isolation is an awful thing. I mean, I think especially isolation is awful for anybody, but as you age, I think it becomes even more challenging. And I think it's really important that we identify those communities that need some assistance and need some extra resources driven into those areas to ensure that they are not living an isolated life.
So hopefully at the end of the symposium there'll be a bit of a sense of movement towards a regional strategy and potentially even a national strategy to address rural transport. So that is really exciting. That's the day before. The following day, of course, if people are interested in attending the conference, you still need to register. How would they do that, Anne?
So just go to our website and you'll you'll see there is a conference tab on our website. So our website is www.communitywaikato.org.nz. Go there and click on the link for the conference and register. You can register for 1 day or 2 days, tick whether you want to come to the conference dinner, all those sorts of things. Then you'll be sent a link that will ask you to choose which workshops you want to attend. So there are 5 sessions of workshops, 25 sessions in total. So there's plenty to choose from. We've got some sessions directed towards marae development, some of the more at-risk areas of our communities. So there's going to be some really good content for people to enjoy, I'm sure.
Oh, it's going to be awesome. Yeah. We're really excited.
I know. It's going to be great.
You're going to be feeling
completely
different.
And you've got a nice new bag.
That's right. And this time next Saturday, you will be breathing a sigh of relief.
Relaxing.
Yep, you'll be putting your feet up in the sunshine going, I have nothing to do. So that is going to be fantastic. It is exciting. This is a really solid conference, very well organised, but some really exciting speakers. We've actually got Paula Southgate coming along as well. So Paula Southgate, current mayor, congratulations again, Paula. Paula's got, what's Paula's talk on?
So she's talking about community wellbeing and the role of local government.
Yeah.
So it's a really nice synergy. And of course, Paula was booked to be our speaker before she became mayor. So she comes from a really good place. And I think
I'm excited about this. I get to be in that session, don't I?
Yeah, you do.
Yeah,
yes,
so
you do.
I'm very excited about that. She's a great speaker.
Yeah.
But this is also, and particularly in light of her current role, this is actually going to be a really interesting conversation. So very, very excited about that. Yeah.
And so there's 2 other spaces within the conference where we have 2 moments or 2 hour and a half sessions where there's an open space. So if people have something sitting on top that's not part of the speaker briefs, we will have an opportunity for people to put their ideas forward, and they can get into groups and discuss whatever their issue is or the thing they would like to discuss as a group, and then that will all get fed back to the plenary. So it's not all prescribed what will happen. Some of it's a little organic, which is a bit hard for the control freaks like me, but we'll get there. It'll be great.
It's eye for detail, people, Anne. So that's going to be really good. Was being led by Karen, who is very unfortunately not going to be able to be present, but we've got Gary stepping up into that space, and I am convinced he'll do a magnificent job.
Great. Yeah. It'll be great.
Well, look, so thank you for all the hard work you've done over the last 8 months, and particularly more recently.
Thanks, Holly.
all the crazy times. we'll look forward to sort of feeding back to people about how things went. But if you are listening and you think, oh, this actually sounds like something is a bit of me, if you're looking to connect with people from the community sector, if you're looking to learn more about what it is we do in the community sector, if you specifically want to learn about how to create those stories and share them,
or if you actually just want to get away from the office for 2 days and enjoy some support and love from your peers, it will be a great place to re-energise.
That's right. So do jump on our website, www.communitywaikato.org.nz, sign up, and we will see you there. Thank
great.
You very much for coming in, Anne.
No problem.
You have been listening to Connect with Community Waikato on Free FM 89.0.
For more episodes of this Community Access Radio show, please visit freefm.org.nz. Thanks to New Zealand On Air for making this podcast possible by funding the Access Internet Radio Project.